Okay, once again, we have a supposed to have a guest right. So, Shabbi, not the first time, not the second time we've had him. We have a year, we went for the best 1 year. But, so he's a tremendous supposed to have him with us. He shows us halacha, gada, mister, nigga, whatever he wants. He usually packs into one share. And that's really happy to be here tonight, so he needs all the time.
It's a big cover to me to be here. For sure, it's a pleasure. Which is a pleasure. Rosh Hashanah, a singer, which is also a very happy name, Rabbi Magoinim, and the Tzibur HaKadosh. I'll get to them later. In Tofer Shain Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorech kama niros madli, balayla arishoyen madli kecha. מכאן ואילך מויסיף ואילך אחד בכל לילה. עד שבליל האחרון יהיו שמונה. מויסיף ואילך. The Bir Halacha brings down that it's a machlokes in the Gemara, and the Gemara brings down two reasons why I leave it away. Hillel, Mosif v'Hillel, you start with one and you end up with eight. One keneged, it says, yeah, that it's Shemalim Bakoidesh, right? That Bizkil Hakol Kama Yomim Yotza, Keneged Yomim Anichnasim, or Keneged Yomim Ayotzim, right? Machlek is Bishar Beisilel. And the Gemara brings down Malim Bakoidesh, Vein Moridi. A big reason why you start with one, Malim Bakoidesh, and you end up at last night with eight. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Kafei, Achar Shelavash Talit Metzuyat, Yaniach Tefillin. After you put on the talis, you put on Tefillin. Shemalin Bakoidesh. And the Bir Halacha brings down Shemalin Bakoidesh, Ala Odom Kai. It's talking about the person himself. On him, on his body, we're talking about Shemalim Bakoidesh. Shetzorech leilech midarga ledarga v'nit'alais b'kdusha. Why? Ki mitchila hu rak mechase et atzmoi v'kisui shem mitzvah. V'alidei ha'tfilin hu mekasher et atzmoi v'kesher ha'yichud ha'kdusha. So Bir Halacha says, what is more special with tefillin, making your body more kadosh than when you only have a tzitzis, a talis? And that's the Malim Bakoidesh. Why does the Bir Halacha have to get into saying that Al Odom Kai? Why don't you just say you're doing two mitzvahs, doing tzitzis, then you're doing tefillin. When you're doing a mitzvah, just like Ner Hanukkah, then we say you're making a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah, you're lighting the first night, you're lighting the second night, and Malim Bakoidesh. So you're lighting one candle, then you're lighting two candles. Also over here by tefillin. Putting on a talis, then you're putting on tefillin. Malim Bakoidesh, Maisa Adam Babitzvah. Why does he have to say Agufo Yikoy? Because who says there is a din of Malim Bakoidesh and Maisa Adam Babitzvah? When somebody's going and doing mitzvahs, who said there is such a halacha, such a din called Malim Bakoidesh? The Gemara Menaches brings down Daf Lamed Daled, the Gemara brings. Malim Bakoidesh, if you have a tefillin shel Rosh, and you have a tefillin shel Yad, minayin shekoyfe or alachas meyem umanicha, you could turn a tefillin shel Rosh into a tefillin shel Yad. And over there, the Gemara asks, Malim Bakoidesh veyem oridin, how could you turn a tefillin shel Rosh into a tefillin shel Yad? And the Gemara answers over there. But you see that over there, by tefillin, I understand, you have a chayfet, you have something. And you're by this chefet, making it holier or making it less holy, the malim b'kodesh v'em moridim. But ma'isa adam b'mitzvah, even though we found a lot of other places. The Gemara Menachah, the Gemara brings down in Yuma that Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim she bo psul, if he was tummy on Yom Kippur, what do they do? Memani nachar tachto, he's gone, he becomes a Kohen Gadol instead. What happens after Yom Kippur? What happens is that Rishon choizel la'avoy dasloy, the main Kohen Gadol goes back to be a Kohen. Vishani, the second one, the Zgan, Enoroi Loi the Kohen Gadol, Veloi the Kohen Hedya. Why? Kohen Gadol is not Roy Mishum Eva. You can't have two Kohen Gadol, they're going to fight. And Kohen Hedya, Malim Bakoidesh, Vein Moridi. We see from there, from that Gemara, we see from the Gran Yuma that Malim Bakoidesh and Ein Moridi have nothing to do with each other. Even if you can't turn him into a Kohen Gadol, Bishum Eva, there's some reason you can't make him a Kohen Gadol, you have no Malim Bakoidesh, you don't have that option. Because you have a din of Emoridin, you're not allowed to put him down and make him a Kohen Gadol. So Malim Bakoidesh and Emoridin are two separate dinim, and we learn them for two separate sukkim. Where do we learn these two dinim of Malim Bakoidesh Rein Moridin? It's a Gemara Menachah, it's Daf Tzadik Tes. The Gemara over there says, Ominonon Dein Moridin, how do I know that I can't bring someone down B'Kedusha? Omar, Omar Abid Amar Krav, Ayakem Moshe, Samishkan, Vayitem et Sadana, all these lashonos Rashi brings down, below Moridim, right? Midereshe v'seifi dikra b'loshen akama. Everything says I'm putting up the lashon of the pasuk. The afilu b'tzachus haloshen lohurad. Even in the tzachus haloshen, even the way you're speaking, the Torah never went down. It's always putting up. Nobody else helped him. When he put it up, it was only Moshe Rabbeinu. He brings another chapter. Where does the Gemara learn Malim Bakoidesh? This is Ein Moridin. Where do we learn Malim Bakoidesh from? Malim Bakoidesh we learn from Amar Kro. Es machto is achatoi ma'ele benafshoisa v'asu oizam rikui pachim damizbeach, tzipui damizbeach. In the beginning, Korach va'Adosa, when they took the machtos. So after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take these machtos and turn them, not tashmishi mizbeach, now make them gufishi mizbeach. Malim b'kodesh, make them holy. So the Gemara learns Ein Moridin from Tzachus HaLoshon. And Malim b'kodesh learns from tefillin that you're making into a mizbeach, from machtos that you're making into a mizbeach. So that we can learn. That Malim Bakoidesh, I learn any place that I have a chefetz, I have something, an object. If I have a chefetz and I want to turn it into something holier, Malim Bakoidesh, yeah, Malim Bakoidesh, I learn the Gabi Gufo Yishul Chefetz, I learn from that possible. From it Machta Yachatoy. But Maisel Adam B'Mitzvah, you don't hear in that possible anything. It's talking about Machta. Something that has Kedusha, and you want to make it more Kedush. You have to make it more Kedush. Malim Bakoidesh. But Maisa Adam B'Mitzvah, to light a Ner Chanukah the first, then the second day two, then the third day three. Maisa Adam B'Mitzvah, if it's not a Chayfet, you can't say Malim Bakoidesh. You can't say there is such a thing as Malim Bakoidesh. Because the Pasuk is not talking about it. The only thing you could say is Ein Moridin. Ein Moridin that we learn from a different pasuk Vayakem Moshe es Hamishkan Vayakem es Hadana that Rashi says it's all Betzachus Hadlashen Loi Hurad. The way the Torah is speaking to us is telling me that even in the Lashen I'm not putting down Maisa Adam B'Mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu was making the Mishkan, putting up the Mishkan. Oh, the Gabe Ein Moridin over there, I hear the Maisa Adam B'Mitzvah you have to watch out. She'ein moridin. What I want to learn from this is by Ner Chanukah, which is Maise HaAdam BaMitzvah. Lighting the candles, you're not turning in something into, you're not taking tefillin. It's something that you're doing, lighting candles, Maise HaAdam BaMitzvah, even though the Gemara brings Malim BaKodesh Rein Moridin, that's where you start with one and you end up with eight. The main reason is Ein Moridin. Not because Malim BaKodesh. Let's say one nafkamina. Let's say if you have the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Chanukah, it says like this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Tofreish Ayin Aleph also. He said, V'im yesh le tisha neiros, if somebody has only nine candles, Yadnik b'del sheni shtei neiros. V'im yesh lo eser neiros, he has 10. Af al pikein lo yadnik ak b'del sheni shtayim. U'b'del shlishi lo yadnik shtayim rak acht. Don't like two candles, light only one. And the Shara Tzium brings down that he found like that also in the Ksav Sefer. Why? Because two candles on the third night is nothing. Rav Yezri brings down, he says, nearly borrow, I don't remember exact lashon. He says, like, it's mamash, he's saying, like, bevadai, if you have 10 candles, on the third night, you light two, not one. Not like the Ksav Sefer. Why? If it was a din of Malim BaKodesh, I'd have a kash. But because the din is Ein Moridin, it could be that on the second night, on the third night, because you lit on the second night, you lit two candles. On the third night, don't go down from the second night you lit the candle. You lit two, you keep two. I wouldn't say that, Ms. Toma, Ms. Friday, you could say not like that, because the Cholayf, and you're coming to say that it's the third night of Hanukkah, and two has nothing to do with that. But the Cholayf, when you come to Abiyaz and brings it down,
he says this, to do it or nothing.
He says it's a route to life. Yeah, not like something. So I'm just bringing an explanation. I'm mechalek between Malim BaKodesh and Moridin. That's Behechach, you have to say. And on Chanukah, it's Ein Moridin. That's the real reason. And Mimele, maybe I can explain the Abiezi why he says that you light three candles. One more thing I want to say. The Gemara brings down Tof Reshay and Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that Ner Chanukah menichal petach hasomuch l'shus harabim mibachutz. Im habayit patuach l'shus harabim menichal pitzchol. V'im yesh chotzer lifnei habayit menichal petach hachotzer. That's what I do in Israel, because first of all, I'm not in Florida. Over there, I have no chash. Second of all, in the meantime, we have no chash. And the second thing is that over here in America, you have lawns before your houses, so you don't have a shah, you don't have a Pesach. It's Pesach Beiser in the stomach. If anybody would light outside, it would be Pesach Beiser, because you don't have a Pesach Chatzar. It's not even considered a Chatzar. Some people say that even our Chatzaris are not considered a Chatzar, because the Chatzar in the Zmanayan was the main kitchen. The stove was in the Chatzar. Yeah? The washing machine was in the Chatzar. And today you have no din of Chatzar. But if you do have a din of a Chatzar, so we do. And in Eretz Yisrael or other places where you have a chatzah with a gate also in the front. Yeah? Right? Yeah? That's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. So, you can light the candles, or it's Machlokes Rashi B'Toisro, you sit on Pesach Beisro, you Pesach Chatzera, the Shulchan Aruch says, you light the candles on Pesach Chatzah. If you don't have a chatzah or Pesach Beisay or Pitoch Lushus Arab, if you can't put it there or it's a Darba Aliyah, you put it on the window, Menichah B'chalam Apoyna Lushus Arabim, and Mishas HaSakana Menichah Shulchanai V'Dayim. I'm just adding, from all that you see, why does the Gemara say that you light the candles in Pesach Beisay? Go straight to the window. You have a gigantic, beautiful window. Right on the window. Why do they want us to be madlik bapes? And if it's because mesuvah b'mitzvah or the mezuzah miyamin, b'ner Chanukah mismol, that's not the reason to bring the ner Chanukah to them. If after you have a halacha of persumei nisa to bring the ner Chanukah to the door, then you say, where do I put it over there because of shiyah mesuvah b'mitzvah? Yeah? But to bring it, it's only the persumei nisa. So let me put it in the window. No. There is a special din that you have to, in Ner Chanukah, show everybody that the owner of this house is madlik Ner Chanukah. He likes Ner Chanukah. So why not put it in the window? Because in the window, maybe you have somebody, people live in the same building or in the same house, and he has it. So if you're the only owner of the house, you could put it in the window. But it's better to put it at the door, at the entrance, so everybody knows the owner of this house is madlik Ner Chanukah. Another din, the Gemara says in Kaf Beis, the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah mitzvah la'anicha b'tefach asmuch al ha-pesach. Right? Even when you're putting it next to the door, it has to be b'toich tefach. Right? And Rashi says, mitzvah la'anicha b'chotzer obu shusar abir b'tefach asmuch al ha-pesach. Shim yarchikenu la'alan min ha-pesach, if he's going to put it far away, and we have to show everybody that the owner of this house lit the candles. I'll tell you if I'll say why. So the tefach, asamuch, la pesach, that it shouldn't be mari sign that you didn't like Ner Chanukah. What is this mari sign? Is it like the blood of a fish? They have to put kaskasim on top and drink it if you want to drink blood. Yeah. Everybody has to see that you're drinking fish blood and not regular blood. Mari sign, you want to put a Shabbos cloth in those days. Today, almost everybody's matzah. Yeah, but in those days where it wasn't so known, that Mari sign, they see the lights going on and off in your house and everything. Mari sign, but that's a Mari sign, has nothing to do with Shabbos, has nothing to do with Etzem or Mitzvah, has nothing to do with the blood of the fish. It's a Mari sign that they shouldn't see you doing an Avera. The Mari sign over here that you're not madlik Ner Chanukah is Medine HaMitzvah Atzma. It's Bedilchos Ner Chanukah. It's not a Mari sign klali, stump, just a din that you say all over the Torah. It has to do only, especially it has written all over it, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah of Mari sign. That's why, because the Gemara says over here, Omar Ova, Ner Chanukah, mitzvah la'anicha, which means the mitzvah itself of Ner Chanukah itself, the mitzvah is to put it b'toch tefach, right? So mashma, it's the mitzvah itself. Also another din, legabei b'chof gimel, and daf chof gimel, the Gemara brings down, that if a person has two p'tochim, right, two entrances from two ruchos, if he lights on one, right? He has to light candles, he has to near us also on the second petah. That shouldn't be a Mari sign. If it was just a Mari sign, clearly, today we have no problem because manicha al-shulchana, nobody's in the choshed that you didn't like the candles. Because you have a din of manicha al-shulchana b'day, or maybe he's a manicha al-shulchana. But where they did do it, when you didn't have shasa sakana in those days, today a lot of people do manicha al-shulchana. But in those days that you had Nachasa Sakana and everybody was Madlik Bapetach. If you have two tefachim and two different ruchos, what happens if you lit on one? Now you have to put on the second one. Can I take Ner Chanukah that's 20 amos high, just light it over there, then bring it down and just put it next to the door? You just want me to be Yoytze Marisan, right? Okay, so I put a Ner Chanukah. Everybody thinks I live. No, you have to light a Ner Chanukah in the place, yeah? Hadlaka is a mitzvah, and the Magen Avraham said that if you forgot to make a bracha on the first Ner Chanukah, he has a tzad, maybe he doesn't say meforsh, but that you could be mevarach on the second Ner Chanukah. Why? Because it's not a maris ayin klali. It's midine ha-mitzvah shel Ner Chanukah mamash, that you shouldn't have a maris ayin. I made it short. Yeah, not going into everything because I don't go over the time.
By Ner Hanukkah, the main reason you're telling people that you have to know that each one and one that should be achshav that you didn't light Ner Hanukkah is because when it comes to the Melchama Negad Yavanim, you have to make sure 100% that everybody knows there are no, there aren't two political parties. There is no one else that holds differently. It's all each one. If you have a chashad that maybe he didn't, Matik Ner Chanukah, everybody is saying. Why? What do you care? One guy didn't like. No, but you should know now in Nisim, it says, Giborim Biat Chalosh, Rabim Biat Mat, Tmeim Biat Toirim, Zaydim Biat Oiski Torasef. The Zaydim, the ones that are amazing, first of all, you should always know, they're not Nitonim Bidei Toirim, and not Biat Chalosh. Because if you're not a oiski toratech, torasecha, you don't really chap this zayd, the amazing, you don't, you could be a tar, such a nice guy, and go to the mikveh 10 times a day. If you don't have Torah, oiski toratecha, then the zaydim are nitan like me, they say, oiski toratecha. And the tmeim are not nitan bidei achaloshim. Anovi, because if you have a little bit of tuma, you can't have the tmein being given to you. You have to be a tar. That's why Yaakov Avinu, before he went to meet Esau, he was choyza al pachim ktani, because you can't have even a little bit of the sitra achra of the guy that you're going to fight again. And if Esau is vayivez be'einov lishloach yad b'mordechai levada. Hey, son, it's only go big or you don't go. By the Yehudim, I was afraid if I could say by the Jews, because I don't want to sound like the Lord said to Moses, because I'm translating from Hebrew. And by the Yehudim, you sit in a base medish, you learn a Mishnah, you're the biggest guy in the world. So you went after Pachim Ktanim to fight Esau, especially when he's going to Esau. Here I'm going back to the kasha. Why does it say Tmein Biatoirim, Zaydim Biatoiski Toratecha? You're saying the Zaydim were defeated by Oiski Toratecha. The Giborim were defeated by the Chalashim. Say the Chalashim Nitzchu et Giborim. But Oiski Toratecha Nitzchu et Zaydim. Why do you say the opposite? They were defeated. Say like in Purim, v'tolu oisav es banav alayitz. Because when you're dealing with Yetzer Hara, if you're playing a basketball game, and this guy has 20 points, and that one has 30 points, who won? The guy, the team that has 30 points, does have more points? But Yetzer Hara doesn't work that way. Even if he has 1 point, he'll get you. You have to make sure that he's defeated. When it comes to Yavan, you have to make sure that the Yavanim are defeated totally by you. They are defeated. That's why it says Zaydim biad oiski sarasecha. They were defeated. Nothing. They were defeated by oiski sarasecha. You know, I'm gonna conclude just Adam Arishon before his chait. He had a Yitzhar Toiv. He didn't have a Yitzhar Ra in him. But what is the thing that made him do an Avera? He had such a gigantic Yitzhar Toiv of Kracha Kibush, to go forward, to learn another Da, to learn another Gemara. That's a good Yitzhar Hara. That's a good one. It makes you Kracha Kibush. You want more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Toiv. He knew everything, all the way up. Yeah, all the Shamayim was all open to him. He had a service, the highest service possible ever. But he was told that if you learn in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're missing one thing. You're missing a limud in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know more. And you want to know more because you have a gigantic Yetzer Toiv. If you would learn also Tzvei Dinim, you don't understand the sugya better. If you would know Ra, you would know what Torah is good. and not toiv good.
How toiv you know toiv better? So take the ra la'avidas Hashem to know the good better. That's why it's called la'at acherav ha'mitzapechet. It's something that gives electricity to a whole city, but if it turns, it could be an atomic bomb. That's the yetzer tov that could. It's so big it could turn into a yetzer ra. And the tzaddikim lost it lower. They're gonna get a matana of a yetzer ra. Because the Yetzirah is koach hakibush, you want more. And the tzaddikim use it for good. That's why in Nois HaSfar, they say, Arachman, who is a keinu leishev, besukas oiro shel nivyasa. And this nivyasa is the Yetzirah, shemelav el adam. And there's a pasuk in Yishayah. Bayomo yifkod Hashem et charbo hakosha hagdoilo v'chazoka, al nivyasa nochash bariach, v'al nivyasa nochash hakalasoim, v'horag et zatani nasher bayam. This nivyasa, and the tanin, it's all one yetzer hara, Moshe Rabbeinu, a tanin, yeah, nachash. And what we see today, and with this I'm concluding, is that there's two types of yetzer. There's yetzer hara, duchra, zachar. And there's no time to explain it, but it's 100%, it's not a var. And there's yetzer hara nekeva. And the yetzer hara nekeva is chochmas nashim banta beisa. Right, she could build the whole house, but vivelet biyada teresena, which it's the worst and most kosher yetzahar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was malach the nekeva for tzaddikim lasid lavoi. That's what Rashi said. Somehow the Rishonim got hold of it because the yetzahar you have in the world today that makes the whole brain all messed up. With the goyish crazy, even as a goy, your brain is just fried. And the only ones that are holding is because of that Yitzhahara. And the only ones that are holding and are normal and that have a Seichel Shem Torah are you. Wherever you go, you see Bachur Yeshiva and Talmid Chachamim and Avreichim and Balebatim all sitting and learning Torah like crazy. It's a one big VIP all over the world. Wherever you go, you just go into a place of Medrash and you're in. The what they're doing is they're sitting, they're learning Talmud, they're learning Gemara. And the Gemara says, Rami Rish Lakish al Ma'oi be Midrash al Makshin. He was laying down on the ground on his stomach and he asked the Kasha like this. Does that sound like someone in the university? It's showing you that Rish Lakish got so tired from the Nimud. He lay down and he was on his stomach and was still asking your Kasha. You're living that life. Your seichel, your brain, is a seichel shel Torah, because you're living like the Tanaim and Amoraim 2,000 years ago. And that's what's saving us today. You are saving the whole Olam HaTorah, and the whole Torah is because we're learning and we're living just like a Tanaim, and our seichel is not being fried, and our seichel is seichel shel Torah, it's straight, and Be'ezrat Hashem, you'll see a lot of nachas for it at time. And it's beautiful to be here. A big schus. I'm thanking all the rabbanim. I'm thanking you for letting me be part of you and part of Klal Yisrael. Shiyeh lechem Chanukah Shaleach. Okay.